USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Biden paid a rare visit to Capitol Hill on Friday, urging patience as he sought to unite long-warring Democrats around a $1 trillion infrastructure proposal and salvage his broader economic agenda.
It doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter whether it's in 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks. We're going to get it done.
Why is it so challenging to unite the United Party, Mr. President? Why is it so challenging to unite the party? Why is the party united?
Are you serious? Why is the party 50-50? Come on, man.
A federal judge sentenced a January 6th rioter to probation on Friday. The same judge also suggested that the Justice Department was being too hard on those who broke into the Capitol, compared with the handling of those arrested during anti-racism protests following George Floyd's murder. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh has tested positive for COVID-19.
Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh has tested positive for COVID-19, the Supreme Court reported Friday. Mr. Kavanaugh, who has been fully vaccinated since January, was showing no symptoms when his positive test came back Thursday night. The 56-year-old wife and daughters are also fully vaccinated, and they tested negative on Thursday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Organization of Public School Boards is calling on the Biden administration to protect its members from angry mobs of parents who protest COVID-19 restrictions placed on students and the teaching of critical race theory, characterizing the protest as domestic terrorism. Representing more than 90,000 school board members in the United States, they wrote in a September 29th letter to President Biden that the federal government must deal with the growing number of threats of violence and acts of intimidation occurring across the nation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
North Korea launches more missile tests. Wendy King has the story.
North Korea has launched a new anti-aircraft missile capable of hitting targets at a greater distance. This marks the fourth weapons test in the past 2 weeks. It was carried out by the North's Academy of Defense Science, which also confirmed the missile's performance. According to the state-run Korean Central News Agency, new developments include twin rudder control technology and a double impulse flight engine. Pak Jong-chan, a member of the ruling Workers' Party, was on hand to oversee the launch. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un apparently didn't attend. On Wednesday, during an address to Parliament, he condemned Washington's hostile policy. Officials in the Biden administration repeated that they're willing to meet the North Korean counterparts without any preconditions. The two sides haven't had any substantial negotiations since a February 2019 summit between former President Trump and Kim Jong-un. It ended without an agreement. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Friday morning, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi told reporters that the House would vote on the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill in its Friday session. This vote comes as the gap between progressives and moderates continues to widen. Initially, the House was set to vote on the infrastructure bill on Monday. However, divisions within the party forced Pelosi to delay that vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.